How much time till we're on?
We're on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
Oh. I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Hello and welcome to it. Thursday night, no Thursday night football happening, but I'll tell you why I'm playing that in just a moment. We call that a hook and a tease in the biz. Matty Rogers. Hello, Matty Rogers.
Hey,
Scotty
mate.
Sattler. Welcome to Sports Day in what is probably the biggest show to ever happen. Oh, shut up, Kylie. In Sports Day history.
I just like the way you were bopping away over there then. You're right. You're into it.
I like to dance.
Some moves. You're with the beat too.
I am.
Amazing.
Sats, how are you? You're looking very...
orange.
Yeah.
Oh, you joined a cult or something.
Yes, he's got the orange shirt people. And he got a free orange water bottle with
should
it.
Should be going down the main street somewhere, clicking my little...
your little thimbles.
My little, yeah.
Did you get that in the discounted bin?
I look like I should be having a stop go. Sorry, shouldn't I?
Yeah. You look very safe. I'll get to that Kylie Minogue music in just a moment. There's some significance around that. But hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network, SCN as well. Our SCN track stations, SCN Fanatic, and those on the SCN app. It's a special two-hour edition of Sports Day for Thursday night because there is no Thursday night footy because we are counting down to...
Magic, 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 oh.
That's the wrong song.
It's Magic Round.
Yeah, I know, but it's the wrong song.
Why?
There's other great magic songs.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, is that? Do you believe in magic? That's a good song.
Queen.
Yeah.
It's a kind of magic.
It's a kind of magic.
It's a kind of magic.
Magic from the Cars.
See, I've got...
first heard that at
I've
the
got
Pink
no
Pussycat.
Doubt that Daddy Vass has put that song.
Oh, yeah. But there's a reason. Valandy's done a mix of it.
Magic, magic, magic.
Run the league.
That's what it's all about. Magic round.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
Kicks off 6 o'clock tomorrow night. You can hear that game live on SCN. Big show tonight, of course, Russell Crowe. Matt has landed the big fish.
The whale.
I'm just gonna
be up front.
He's
here.
Fired up tonight, look
it
me.
wasn't me. Well, it was sort of me, but it was through my wife. It wasn't. I didn't.
No, bugger her. Just claim it.
Yeah. Okay. It was me. She got the details and I made the phone call.
But
I will say this. I dropped the Sattler name. If it wasn't 5 times, it would have been 10 times every time I spoke to his agent, just to be sure that Rusty knew.
Using
that we were
my
speaking,
dad's death to get an interview.
Oh, man,
you're unbelievable.
No, I was using Scott Sattler.
That is disgusting.
Like son of the great.
I'm sorry,
son
Scott,
of.
You okay?
You're another son of.
Why are you yelling?
The show should be called Sons Of.
Where do I feel?
Attempted chips off the old block.
Yeah, exactly.
Mate, stop yelling. This is not NRL 360.
Sorry. I've had a good day.
What have you done?
I went up to Sanctuary Cove and played at the Pines today.
I thought you were looking after the kids.
Yeah, I was. I was juggling kids. I had to do a thing for TaylorMade, great friends of mine, a big sales conference.
God.
And played some golf. It was brilliant.
He sent me a text.
The Pines Golf Course is my favourite golf course on the Gold Coast.
Well, they tried to get Liv. And if Liv is played in Australia twice next year, they're a fair income chance of hosting it. Mm.
Can I just say, the Pines is my favourite private golf course. The Glades is my favourite public golf course.
What a wanker.
What an idiot. Honestly.
Are you serious?
I'm just worried about the...
You never used to be like this.
No. And you're just a truck driver, mate. You're just a humble truck driver.
Sorry. Can we just get on with the show?
Could we? We'd love to.
Is this like an attack me?
Why are you yelling?
Well, I'm not normally here on a Thursday and you're ripping into me.
Sats.
We've got our own version of 360, haven't we? It's got nothing to do with yelling.
That's right. It's rugby league from half angles, NRL 180. I know you're pointing to me to find the theme, but I can't find it.
Being all like... quiet.
Hey, can I throw something at you?
You're being all like quiet. Look at you talking.
Can I throw something at you?
Welcome to NRL 180, dissecting the big talking points from half the angles.
Okay, here's half the angles.
Right.
So my wife has bought some packets of chips and brought them into the
I saw
studio.
Them.
You see
I
them?
Saw them.
So I'm going to look for the salt and vinegar. Where's the salt and vinegar?
I don't start.
Can you go past the salt and vinegar chip? Hey. It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough. So has Woogie eaten them all?
Hang on a second.
Has Woogie eaten the whole packet?
I think I know where this is going.
Well, you've eaten all the cheese. Yeah,
I think he's gone in there, hasn't he?
Yeah, but do you know where he's put them?
They're in his office.
No, they're in the fridge.
Now, can I just say, this is something I learnt in the last 12 months.
He's
put
the chips that are open in the fridge.
I consume a lot of crisps, and I'm telling you right now, and listeners will back us up, 0457 736 736. Putting chips in the fridge
keeps
after you've opened the packet keeps them fresh.
Well, can I say this, Sats? I think I'm going to have to jump over here with Woogie on this one, because when I open like a packet of crackers, like you have cheese and crackers and stuff, put them in the fridge.
Oh, you're a wanker. When you put your cheese and your crackers on your cheese board,
no.
And
you
put the
crackers in the fridge because they stay crunchy.
Honestly. You used to be hardcore once upon a time. Honestly.
What is this?
Are you from Cronulla or not?
I'm leaving.
Your father would disown you.
Did I rock up to the wrong studio? Wrong day?
You're off, mate. See ya.
I just supported you.
Listen, we've got a lot to get through here. I don't want to hear about your brie and your crackers.
Steve from Dubbo,
Double brie, mate.
Yes, Steve from Dubbo. Rusty is on.
Yes, he is. He's coming up real soon. You can follow us on our socials, TikTok, Sports Day SEN, Instagram, SENQ, Twitter, Sports Day New South Wales, and the podcast, Sports Day New South Wales as well. It's a good show tonight. As you say, Russell Crowe joining us. We'll have a full preview of Magic Round from the boys.
Sorry, Steve. Steve just said he had to turn the volume down because he was yelling very loud.
The reason we're playing Locomotion is because Wayne Bennett is coaching his 900th first grade game.
Amazing.
This weekend in Magic Round. And this was the number one.
Wait, can you just read word for word from the run sheet? Okay. The Locomotion by Kylie Minogue was?
The number one song in Australia in 1897. It says here.
Who wrote that?
Oh, what do you reckon?
Mate, he's been 1987.
He's not well today, Daddy Vass. Leave him alone. That's when he made his debut as co-coach of the
Raiders.
Yeah, with
Donny Ferner. They went to the premiership, grand final, and they played the Manly Ringer Seagulls. It was the last ever grand final at the SCG on a stinking hot day. I remember my father said, son, we're going to go to the 1987 grand final because you've got to experience one at the Sydney Cricket Ground before it leaves.
Yeah. Let me put this to you. I would argue, and I'm not a massive Wayne Bennett fan, but there's no doubt about it, the bloke can coach, right? And he's one of the best ever.
He is the best ever.
Why can't we have coaches, and you blokes have been coached by him too, by the way, why can't we have coaches as immortals?
We spoke about it last night.
Yeah, but I reckon, out of that entire immortal list, including Artie Beetson, I reckon he deserves to be on there more than anyone else.
Well, the immortals as players, firstly, that's probably the reason. But if they make an immortal coaches, then he's it.
I reckon he's done more for the game than any of those immortals.
Yeah, but I don't know what the criteria is to be an immortal. Well, do you have to be a player?
Yeah, you have to. Well, it is a player because the Hall of Fame has places for coaches and administrators, and it's never been thought of as immortality for coaches because, quite frankly, no one's reached the heights Wayne has. Now, arguably, they'd say, "Oh, what about Tim Sheens? What about Jack Gibson?"
No,
Jack Gibson. Arguably,
Jack Gibson changed the game.
He had a huge effect on Wayne Bennett as a coach. Ron Massey. And also Wayne Bennett. Bobby Bax was another coach in Brisbane, a famous coach in Brisbane, had a huge influence on Wayne's coaching philosophies. But he's taken it to another level. You know, not only he's played in 10 premierships, won 7. He's got a 63.5% success rate.
That's insane.
It is. It's ridiculous.
Many games.
Many will say, oh, yeah, but he's had great players. But he's had to turn a lot of those players into week-in, week-out rugby league players. Like, first grade players, state of origin players.
He hasn't got them as superstars.
No.
He's turned them into superstars.
He took New Zealand to win a World Cup in 2008.
He's won, how many origins has he won where no one's given him a hope?
Yeah. Well, I think the most notable one is that one in, was it 2020?
Yeah. The worst Queensland team ever.
2020, it played at the end of the season. I mean, seriously, some of those players in that side, they just put up a monumental effort and played well above what they were able to do in their careers because of the influence that he had on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's. I think, And it's only because this has now arisen, 900 games, you sit up and say, hang on a sec, what? That's ridiculous.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
That we start talking about, can we put him in as an immortal? We absolutely, you should.
Yeah, well, he certainly, I mean, in terms of, like you said, Jace, like in terms of his impact on the game and what he has done for the game.
And for people.
And the people. I mean, just think of the people he has impacted. I remember, like, when I went into the Queensland team, there was a lot of conjecture around me playing for Queensland, and, you know, there was a lot of pressure on me.
Well, you should have played for New South Wales. Well, yeah.
I came into the side, and he knew it, and he just took me under his wing. I was surrounded by guys like Kevvy Walters and Alfie and, you know, superstars of Queensland Rugby League, the Pearl and Gordy, and I was like this nervous little kid, and he saw it. And the minute I got into that camp, he took me under his wing, made me his poker partner. I was I was terrified to call anything because I was worried I'd screw up, and he just used to rip me about. Like he just relaxed me and put me into an environment where I felt like I could play footy. Like he's got that ability. And the amount of players he's done that for.
He famously said to Jamie Soward once, apparently, when he went to the Dragons, and he was much maligned as a player, Jamie Soward, but when they won the comp in 2010, and he knew that he had a lot of pressure on him, and he said to him, don't ever worry about your divots. What he means is don't think back about your bad shots or your bad...
I try not to.
Your bad games or...
There's plenty of them.
Don't worry about your weaknesses. He's just got these real simple messages. And anything he delivers to his players, and he's got this really simple message. He never tries to overcomplicate it. And that's probably what's made him great.
Yep.
Hello?
We're talking like he's dead. He's coaching his 900th game this weekend. Is he the greatest? Should he be an immortal? 0457 736 736. The man who's won an Academy Award. Has he won one or two? Russell Crowe.
Gladiator.
Yeah, but didn't he pick up something for Beautiful Mind?
Golden Globe.
Beautiful Mind, his best movie. Great movie.
How diverse are his roles? His roles. Like, then you've got that, what is it, the other Unhinged. Guys or whatever? Unhinged. What a frightening role he played in that. Far out.
He's actually got a new movie out at the moment called The Prize Fighter.
Oh, and The Pope's Exorcist.
Yeah.
Two very different roles again.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're going to go to a break. Russell Crowe, who Maddie's teed up, stolen the interview from his misso, joins us next here on Spstate.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.
Well, he's done it. We didn't think he could do it, but he's landed the big one. Matt Rogers in his new role here at Sports Day.
He's giving me a hard time.
He said to us on WhatsApp, Sats,
that... We put some pressure on him.
He goes, I'm going to get Russell Crowe on the show. We're going, oh, BS. It's not going to happen. But we've got the great man himself, the Academy Award winner, the rock star himself, and, of course, one of the owners of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, Russell. Thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
I'm actually calling to talk to Scotty.
Well, I definitely use Scotty Sattler's name to...
I didn't want to break that news to you.
Nice.
Well, Russ, we're going to talk about a number of things in the short amount of time that we can get you. And thank you very much for coming on the show. It's really appreciated. And we're going to talk about the Bunnies and all those sorts of things as well. But what you're probably most excited about at the moment outside of the Bunnies is getting back to regional locations and doing an upcoming tour, like the pub scene. This must be exciting for you.
Yeah, it's in the DNA, mate. It's in the blood. You know, that's where I come out of. I came, you know, I started my live performance career in pubs and clubs, and then from working with bands, I went into stage musicals, and very oddly, you know, it just happened to be there was a film director in the theatre one night when I was doing a musical called Blood Brothers, and he asked me to do a film audition. So, you know, I worked as an actor from the time I was six, you know, doing little bits of TV, but mainly theatre, maybe mainly live stuff, and then into rock and roll and everything. I didn't get my first audition for a feature film until I was 25 years old.
Wow.
Now, some great
music is, you know, music is just part of what I do, and I haven't toured in Australia or done any shows in Australia apart from a couple of warm-ups last January since 2014. Wow. So there's been a long time between drinks, but in between time I've done shows in New York and LA and London, Leeds, Dublin, Stockholm, Reykjavik, you know, all around the world. But it's time to do some at home again. You know?
Some great drinking locations.
Well, it's very different to Coffs Harbour, New York, I guess. But still, it's great to get back to those regional locations. I mean, you must have... you've lived such a large life, Russell, like in the spotlight. Like to get back to those regional locations must be refreshing.
Yeah, well, it's very simple, man. You know, you go out on a stage, the lights come up, and it's my job to blow the cobwebs out and give people a good time, you know?
Absolutely.
And there's a sort of a visceral thing about playing a live show. You know, a lot of actors, when they, you know, go through a cycle or whatever, they like to go back to the theatre and do a season of theatre. But my theatre is rock and roll, and when it's so immediate and you have that direct connection with the audience. And you know, it's I mean, it's going to be a lot of work. But it's going to be fun too, you know.
Different buzz.
Nothing beats a live show.
Is there a different buzz when you're on stage with your music compared to your movies?
Yeah, well, of course, because you know, when you're making a film, most of it you're doing completely in the shadows, you know. I mean, it's just you and the film crew. And even when a movie comes out, you don't necessarily get to share that film with an audience. So it's a very different type of performance in that respect, you know, and that's where the rock and roll energy, that live performance energy, that's where it, why it's so important.
Rusty, I want to ask you, when you're acting, I play with a lot of different players, and some players, the minute they rock up to the ground, they are game on. Like game face on, like Marty Lang. He'd rock up 3 hours before the game, be strapped ready to go an hour and a half before the game, and you couldn't talk to him. Whereas on the other hand, you had a guy like Les Davidson. Now, old South legend, one of the toughest men to ever play, the most gentlest, kindest human being, but the minute he stepped on a football field, he was terrifying, like even for his own teammates. When you're acting, do you have to go into a role and be in that character before you get in front of the camera, or is it something that you've learned over time you can switch on as soon as they say action?
Yeah, look, when you're a younger fella and you're sort of like reaching for what the job is and sort of, you know, I mean, I still don't really know why people hire me necessarily. You know, I do my best.
Got a fair idea.
But I don't really like what I do, you know. And so that's all good, you know. But yeah, look, there's different types of actors too, all the same kind of thing that you're talking about, you know, people that like to keep it light and what have you, and other people that need to sort of, you know, wind themselves up. But, you know, for me, I work between action and cut, and I need to be able to, you know, have a objective viewpoint of everything that I'm doing. Otherwise I can't improve it, you know, and I need to be able to have a clear relationship with the cameraman, with the director, you know, with other people on the set. So, you know, I don't go into some kind of funky place where you're disconnected from what you're doing. I understand the job's called acting, and it, you know, it works between action and cut. That's it, you know. So that doesn't mean you don't do your preparation. That doesn't mean you don't fill yourself with the knowledge of what you're doing. Yes, you do. There's physical skills to learn. Then you go and claim those, you know. But to be the best contributor on the day, you need to be in communication, because that's really what the job is all about. There's two rules in film: detail and collaboration, and they're very, very important. So you have to be aware of other people if you're going to be a collaborator, you know?
Yeah, it's great. Now 2023, it's the Chinese year of the rabbit. The rabbits have been in the news big time. I'm surrounded by South Sydney tragics at the moment in the studio and obviously talking to one on the phone here. Now, you must be liking what you're seeing at present with the bunnies. Geez, they're looking pretty, they're looking strong.
Look, they're coming along very, very well. You know, they're working together really well and working for each other really well. But, you know, we're at the beginning of the season, and you got to be consistent over a long period of time in the NRL, you know. So we've had a torrid first 9 rounds. We played some really big teams, and we don't get much of a relief with the schedule that we have this year. This week we have Melbourne.
Yep.
I think we currently have the worst record in the history of the NRL, one team versus another, South versus Melbourne. Something like 38 games or something, 32 losses and 6 wins. So we always treat Melbourne with utmost seriousness.
Yeah,
so we'll see how we go this week.
Of course, the passing of John Sattler about a month or so ago Rusty, you must have been pretty proud of how the Rabbitohs handled the passing of John Sattler and that jersey. I believe you had a hand in designing that as well, the memorial jersey?
So firstly, Johnny, my condolences, obviously, you know, and, you know, Scotty, reaching out to your family, you know, the way the club did and the way your family connected to the club. I hope that you were, you know, pleased and maybe even a little surprised at the depth of love that was held for your dad, because he was a great fellow, man. You know, I told this story a couple of times in that period, you know, and I'm sure you'd know this experience. I would call your dad and the first thing you would do is, Russell, let me sing you a song. And he'd burst into song and we'd have a good chat. And I really enjoyed the times speaking with him. The honouring of him by wearing that jersey, I can proudly tell you, I did not have a hand in that design.
There you go.
But it is absolutely something that I would have done. But here's what's cool about South Sydney now. We know who we are. Our administration knows who we are. The moment we heard that sad news, the idea of playing in that jersey, because we've used that symbol before with our merchandise, you know, that indicates John Sattler. We've used the line, I play to win, everybody knows that, a number of times in the past before, which is a line your dad said, Scott, you know. So what's very pleasing about that situation is the entire club geared up to honour a great man, and I didn't have to tell them anything. They know our history.
Yeah.
Our club knows what, you know, makes us South Sydney, what makes us proud. And that turnaround was done within 6 or 7 days.
Yeah.
And they got that jersey on the players, and the players were so proud to wear it.
That's great. And you played a huge role in that since taking over, ensuring they know the history of all the players. And thank you for that also, Russ. And to see in the dressing sheds that Manly game was great as well. And I've got to say, the whole experience with South Sydney made it very therapeutic for the family.
Yeah,
it was outstanding. We got to the other side really quickly. So I really want to thank you and the club
Great
for that
job.
Also. Yeah.
Yeah, and as a South supporter, proud as. Absolutely proud as, Russell. Hey, on that, I ran into George Burgess at your old man's wake, Sats. Yep. And I said, oh, how's life going? Blah, 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 blah. Girls, my daughter's got a photo with him, Russell. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm acting. He goes, oh, God. Russell Crowe's smashing me. You're his mentor, is that right? Where's
acting?
He, where's,
is he going into acting? He's George.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, wow, yeah, cool.
And he's hoping to get a bit of a role in a Russell Crowe movie later this year. Are you smashing him, Russell? What's going on?
Well, it's very easy, you know, and you will have experienced this before, right, as players, right? You know, you're standing there, you're having a chat, you've got your storied careers, you know how many scars you bear and the miles you've had to go. And some bloke next to you in the pub goes, yeah, I was a footy player when I was 12. You know?
Yep.
And they start telling you about their glory days. You know, and when you look in the mirror and your head's like this carved up melon from so many tackles, you know, and you're looking at that bloke going, our experiences are slightly different, son. You know, and my attitude with George is the same thing. If you're really serious about this, then you have to understand that this is a profession that requires focus and concentration, a lot of knowledge, a lot of learning, and you have to change your mindset. You know, you guys get the benefit, you know, if there's a one-on-one challenge team to team or whatever, you get the actual benefit of being able to go on a field and prove your point, you know. Acting is judged in a completely different way. You know what I mean? It's not one person versus the other. Whatever. There's no actual competition. It's purely in the imagination of the viewer, you know? So it's very different. And it's not, yes, you've got to be competitive, but, you know, if you bring a hard edge to that competitiveness, you're just in the wrong building, you know?
Mm.
Because you've got, as I said before, you've got to stay open. You've got to be collaborative. You know, you've got to understand that when you're on a film set, you know, you might be the number one on the call sheet. Therefore, you know, you have some responsibility to all the actors because you're their boss, so to speak, in that department. You know, but you are there working for a director. And he, in turn, is working for a producer. So everybody has, you know, there's a hierarchy in everything. But you're there to serve the director. Doesn't matter what you think at the end of the day. If the director wants you to do something else, that's what you're doing. You know, and it's a different mindset. You have to, you know, so I've been talking to George about, you know, opening up his imagination, about reading books, you know, because it's an old cliche that, you know, writers travel, but actors read. You know, the imagination is the most important tool that you have. So if you're reading, then you're constantly stimulating that and being able to, like, imagine other worlds. So I've talked to him about, you know, attending theater and regularly doing voice classes. George has got a naturally beautiful singing voice, but there's a big difference between singing a verse or a chorus and actually sustaining pitch through an entire song, or not even one song, 20 songs to do a show. You know, so look, he's got an idea that he wants to do something. He's got a lot of energy for it, motivation for it, and he thinks he loves it. But there'll be a process to go through for it to actually be serious. You know, we could dick around and get him, you know, just sort of silly jobs that play off the fact that he was an export player. Mm. But that's a short-term thought process. So if he's serious about it, then he's going to have to put the work in.
Yeah, like anything, I guess. Russ, your world is so large, and it's full of critics, obviously. The movie world, you know, you do a movie, the critics come out. Rugby league has got to a point now where there is so much access by fans and so on, and you've got one of the superstars of our game, Latrell Mitchell. I'll tell you now, the three of us in here are all Latrell Mitchell fans. We're big fans of him. We love the way he carries himself. Have you had a chance to sit down with him and just help him through the polarisation of fans and what they can do and how we can handle that? Because he's a young man still, and he's right out there. And, you know, sometimes I feel like he's really unfairly judged.
Look, it's an ongoing process, man. You know, when you hit with that sort of tidal wave that comes with fame, you know, and every man and his dog's got an opinion, it's something that you have to learn to carry, you know. And, you know, there's an old Oscar Wilde saying, which is, you know, that you want to see and treat your critics in the same way that you will treat people that praise you, you know. You need to sort of put that stuff out of your mind, because you're the person who knows the truth about your level of effort.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, you need to just work the way that you want to work and present yourself, as you say, the way that you want to present yourself. You know, there's a lot of things that will come up in his life just because of who he is and, as you say, how he carries himself, you know, that... you know, are going to be difficult for him to deal with. But he's maturing, you know, month by month, week by week. It's amazing to watch him, you know, flower as a man.
Yeah.
And his engagement with the community and the positivity that he brings when he walks through a door. He really is a magical fella, Latrell.
Yeah.
And, you know, his, you know, experiences have exposed an underbelly in rugby league that we have to eradicate.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, the strength of our game is in its diversity. It's one of the things that I said when I first went to South Sydney. It's like, I want bloodlines from everywhere, man. You know, I want Pacific Island guys, I want PNG guys, I want Aboriginal fellows, I want Englishmen, you know, I want, you know, Aussies from, you know, New South Wales and Queensland. You know, it's that combination of bloodlines that gives you the greatest teams at the moment, you know. And, you know, when you have such a cultural contribution to the game from Samoa, from Tonga, from all over the place, you know, that you've got to respect that, man. Mm-hmm. You know, you absolutely have to respect that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you remember back in the day, South was the first team. We put out a video about how to correctly pronounce our players' names.
Yeah.
Because we were so frustrated by the fact that they, you know, commentators or whatever would be so disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And the play, it went through, you know, various players, like, you know, they used to call him Roy Azatazi, for example. You know, it's Asotasi, you know.
Mm.
So we had all the different players pronounce their names. We got down to former Kiwi player who said Smith, Jeremy Smith.
Very good.
Yeah,
Very good. Nailed it. Yeah. And look, I tell you, we witnessed Latrell a few weeks ago at Suncorp after the Dolphins game.
Yeah.
He did all his interviews, and he was the last person to leave the ground. There was a small pocket of fans.
Oh, he understands community.
He just walked over, hugged them, signed autographs. The stuff he does that's not on the TV screens is massive, and it's really good
absolutely.
To see. Russell, we've got to push your gigs here and let you go. May 9 and 10, Northern Byron Bay. How good is that for a pub,
great
by
pub
the way?
In Northern, yeah.
The Hoey Mowey Coffs Harbour.
I've spent plenty of times in the Hoey Mowey down there.
It's iconic.
May 12 and 13. May 16 and 17 at the Glasshouse in Port Macquarie. Oh, fantastic.
All our listeners through that Northern New South Wales area, get to these shows. Yeah, they'll be outstanding.
Grab some tickets.
And if he's as hot as he is, he was with Amy Shark on the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible performance. How'd you get up on stage with Amy Shark, Russell?
I reckon he just walked up there.
She asked me to, man.
Oh,
you know?
Cool.
Like, I mean, I've quite a few years, and there's been occasional situations where, you know, she wanted an intro or whatever. Like, I set it up for her to meet Ed Sheeran, and they ended up writing a song together, you know, and she knows that I love that song. And she just reached out through her hubby, who's also her manager, Shane.
Yeah.
You know, and she sent me this list of Grooving the Moo shows and said, can you come to any of these and can we do a duet, you know? At the end, you know, I think she sent me like 8 or 10, but I could only do 2. I did Canberra and then I did Sunshine Coast, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah, what a buzz, man, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Fly in, walk out, sing a song for 20,000 people, you know, and then go home.
Oh, how good is that?
Very cool.
Rightio, Russell Crowe's Indoor Garden Party. You can get tickets at indoorgardenparty.com. That's indoorgardenparty.com. Russell, we appreciate your precious time this morning. We didn't even get to talk about your love of cricket and cricket memorabilia.
Oh, you've got to go feed the cows now.
And the chickens.
Thanks, Russell. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, it's a big day ahead of me. Thank you very much, boys. Have a great day.
Right, cheers.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to the show. Good job with Rusty Boys. Tonight we've got 2 VIP double passes to the Newcastle 7:15 Greyhound Racing Saturday night. Big race. I can't recall saying a Greyhound race, a final's worth $500,000.
And listeners, if you've never been to the Greyhounds, and even if you're not you like to have much of a bet, do yourself a favour and get to the Greyhounds. It is an amazing night out. And the best part about the Greyhounds, it's not long between races.
Yeah.
They roll them over really quickly. It's a really good night.
Well, you'll get VIP tickets, which include free entry, complimentary food and beverages as well. And as we say, that race is worth $500,000. How do you win the tickets? Well, you've got to wait for us to play this.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hello?
Who let the dogs out?
You let that go for a long time, didn't you?
Yeah, I was looking for my sound effects, that's why. When you hear us play that between now and 8 o'clock, you've got to send us an emoji tonight. What is the emergency? Is it the emoji? Is it an aubergine or is it a dog? Is there a cat or dog emoji?
Thumbs up or a dog or any sort of emoji. First 2, is it? And they'll get the tickets.
Yeah, that's right. 0457 736 736 when you hear us play that for Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Thanks for that. Sports update for Polaris, Australia's number one selling side-by-side brand. Cardi, who you've both worked with, played under, could be in charge of the Broncos tomorrow night because apparently...
Man down.
A virus is sweeping through the Broncos. Well, the coach anyway.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want it to sweep through the Broncos, so he might be taking a back seat. Big Cardi taking the helm.
He'll be right. Kevy'll be right.
Yeah.
So you reckon Kevy will be there?
Yeah.
Well, even if he's not down in the rooms with the players, I reckon he'll be up in the box.
They're saying if John Cartwright is the coach tomorrow night, Kevy apparently will still play a major role throughout the game. So you're thinking he'd be on FaceTime with Kevy on FaceTime and Cardi in the box with Lee Breers as one of the assistant coaches.
Could he be in a bubble? Like Seinfeld, the boy in the bubble.
They just roll it in.
Yeah.
Roll the bubble in.
Yeah. Just walk in a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
Sit in there.
I could see that.
This is... That'd be funny, wouldn't smart it? About
you see,
this.
The only weekend funny. You could do that is Magic Round.
That's right.
It's all different.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
Everyone dressed up. Magic. Look at you bopping away over there with your little smile on your face. Hey, Bondi Jack, he's not happy with your call on... Well, not happy with your call on... Wayne Bennett being immortal, but he says, seriously, boys, Jack Gibson won 5 titles in 8 years as a coach. That took Bennett 20 years. He has 6 in 35 years. Gibbo was a feared warrior who carried East and West Packs to grand finals in 1663.
He did.
And played for New South Wales. He went to the US and returned to make the league pro with his innovative 74 to 76 East teams. Bondi Jack.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's a good resume.
Do you know how Arthur Beetson became captain of the Roosters? So when he was at the Roosters as coach, Jack Gibson got this, like this, this test from America that they use in American sport, and so, sometimes in the armed forces, and they got all the players to fill it out, and they sent it off for this person to mark it and come out with who the leader was going to be. I think Ron Coote was going to be the captain. Anyway, they send it all back, and they open it all up, and said, "This guy is going to be should be your captain based on the answers," and it came out as Arthur Beetson. And everyone went, "What, are you serious? Look, Arthur?" And they said, "Well, we spent all this money. We may as well make him captain." Yeah. That's what the expert said, and turned into one of the great leaders.
Didn't he?
First Aboriginal captain of an Australian side. Yeah. Any national side.
Wes, what do you think of the Tigers reaching out to the Warriors now and making inquiries about their halfback, Sean Johnson, who's 32. He's only contracted to the end of the year. Is he a possibility of ending up at West Tigers next year? Apparently the offer is around $700,000, which is just stupid. Stupid.
If you're going to contract...
What's stupid about it?
So he'll be 33.
Okay, yeah. But $700,000 for a top-class halfback in the NRL, that's not stupid.
Is he top-class? I mean,
absolutely. He's top-class.
He is 9 rounds in.
Mm. Yeah, I think that... 700 is probably a little bit steep at the moment. If you were going to offer him a $700,000 contract, I know a lot of clubs don't do it these days, and I think you can with a couple of players that are really important and key parts of your side, is that you can make 700, your sign-on's 500, but if we make the top 8, we'll give you another 100. If we make the top 4, we'll give you another 100. So you've got the ability to earn that 700, but you have to work for it if you're going to be a key player, yeah, especially at 32. You know, I think 9 rounds in, probably a little bit early.
I think with the way that the players look after themselves now and modern medicine and...
Oh, we're seeing players play a lot
34,
later,
35. Yeah. He's got 3 good years left in him.
You reckon?
And is that enough? And that could be enough time for them to bring through that young half that they may be developing or they're looking for.
Well, they
I don't see that as stupid at all. It's smart. I mean, they're looking. They're out there, you know, testing the waters.
If you were the recruitment or football manager of a footy club, would you pay Sean Johnson 700 grand a season? 0457-736-736. Do you agree with the rat?
And sometimes styles make fights. And what I mean by that is some clubs are just good for some players.
Yeah. Well, it's like Warriors are a great fit for him.
They're
right?
A great fit for him to come over and have to sort of restart another club and get going again. Is that going to take too much out of him? Not quite sure. Is he just enjoy being back on home shores where family are comfortable and, you know, your surroundings off the field make you play really well and also train really well and stay healthy? So I'd be wary of it just purely because I think he just fits the Warriors.
I didn't think he under... I mean, he wasn't at his absolute best at the Sharks, but I didn't think he was... It wasn't a lemon purchase
by the
Sharks.
Agree. Yeah.
Then why only the 1 year deal at the Warriors then?
Maybe... Testing the water, see if he's, you know, wants to be back there, seeing, you know, how he performs. He's certainly performing well enough to earn whatever they're paying him.
Mm.
So you think that'd be something he would have pushed or the club?
Well, I think it's worth investigating from a Tiger standpoint. Like, I mean, what have they got to lose? I mean, other than $700,000. I mean,
they're losing a million at the moment.
You can't just pluck an elite halfback out of anywhere. Like, when you've got one that's ready, it's like in the draft in the NFL, it's like they'll swap, you know, 3 first round picks for an established player because they don't know what those first rounders are going to turn into.
Mm.
And you might have this 17-year-old, 18-year-old, what you think is going to be star, you get him into the game, it's like they can't do it.
Mm.
They're not up to it. Well, we know he's up to it to play at a high level. Well, they do. I mean, we all do. He's an elite halfback.
And they're looking for an immediate effect as well. Mm. Yeah.
Well, what do you think? 0457-736-736. Would you pay 700 grand a year for Sean Johnson, a 33-year-old Sean Johnson next year? Polaris Centre Financial Year deals are on now. Get up to $3,000 free accessories on Polaris Rangers. Break time. Your texts in a moment.
The award-winning seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Oh, what? Hang on, wait.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
You better text now with a, what is it, a thumbs up, a cat or a dog? We'll say anything. First two texters through on 0457 736 736 will win those VIP tickets to the garden.
Or the two hands together, which I thought was a praying hand, but it's actually high five.
No.
Is it? Yeah. No, if you write pray in your phone, it pops up. So it is praying hands.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I got told it's high five.
No. Text messages are going off as we wait for those to come through for the dogs and cats. 0457 736 736. You want those tickets. VIP tickets for Saturday nights. Right, do you want to read out some text, boys?
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Tigers. This is 087. Ha-ha, Tigers. They got rocks in their heads. This is in relation to Sean Johnson. Now, seriously, boys. Oh, I know we read that one about Jack Gibson. Okay, gents, speaking of Immortals and Wayne Bennett, turn my mind to the movie Cocoon, where you never get any older and you never die. Now, that seems to me to define Immortal and also Wayne Bennett. Cheers, Brad from Redhead. Mm. Yeah, you know, it's... I remember going into Origin, Rat, and I did a couple of those. Remember they used to do those emerging Origin camps at the start of the year? Yep. I went to a few of those, and then when I got to be coached by one, I thought, I'm going to learn this new way that coaching's going to be in rugby league. And I remember after 2 days, I was thinking, where's the game plan? And Petro goes, no, there's no game plan. Wayne's got no game plan.
Yeah. Like,
you can't be this simple. You can't be this successful and this simple. It's actually a really good analogy to life as well. You can't just control the controllables.
Woogie, did you see this text here? From 169. Woogie, what's more risky, paying a 19-year-old $5 million over 4 years to a league or a proved performer $700K?
Oh, I'd give the 19-year-old $5 million over 4 years.
Overpaying if
I would.
Yeah,
32 years of age.
Well, he is probably more
Chris
proven,
is in.
Though.
Thumbs up, Chris.
Chris has got a couple of tickets to the Dogs on Saturday night. We'll be back in a moment. This is Sports Day.
The award-winning seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.
How much time till we're on?
We're on, Ron.
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The award-winning seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Hello and welcome to the second big hour of the show. First hour for some of our listeners coming in now, including 1170 SCN listeners in Sydney and SCNQ 693 AM in Brizzy. Welcome to the show. You can take part anytime. 0457 736 736 or 1300 011170. Geez, what have you missed? Oh, Russell Crowe was on the show in the first hour, but don't despair. Before 8 o'clock, for our Sydney and Brisbane listeners, you'll hear Russell Crowe again on Sports Day. And of course, as the owner of South Sydney, why not? Why shouldn't we just play it all night on loop? Everyone is saying, "Boys, are you with me or are you busy?"
Sorry, I was just checking stuff.
What are you checking? Matty Rogers and Scotty Sattler in the studio, by the way.
The NRL draw, the rugby league draw.
You've calmed down a bit. He was fiery in the first hour, wasn't he, Sam? He was yelling at clouds.
And then then you told me I was talking too softly in the break. I took the foot off the gas.
Now on the text line 0457 736 736. Get involved in the show. I want you both of you, and I'm sorry to the listeners. I'm not going to read this, but I want you two to read it. I want to screen this text message and see whether we should read it out. It's from Rowan in Wanneroo. And he's talking about his wife.
Do you reckon Wanneroo is really a place?
Why can't I see it? You on the right screen?
Yeah, probably.
Right, yeah, no, we're not reading
we
that.
We can't read that no. out, Rowan. Rowan. We can't read that. That. I don't think your wife wants to know about that
no,
text
no.
either.
We're definitely not reading that.
Oh, right, I got it. Yeah. No.
Yeah, okay.
And which two is he talking about?
I'd be disappointed if it was you and Rat, and I get left out.
I'd be
one of them
upset.
Would have to be me.
I don't know. You do have a very, you've certainly got a voice for radio.
What do you mean?
Well, you got a good voice.
I'm also a good-looking rooster, mate.
I didn't say you weren't. What are you saying?
What's he saying?
I didn't say you were.
Don't get angry again, Rat.
I didn't say you weren't. I just said you've got a great voice for radio.
Hey, actually,
sorry to make you
really excited about Magic
Round
this week, but we're talking about there's no game on tonight, but there's New South Wales City versus Country. It's being played on Fox.
In the NRLW.
Yeah, in the
awesome.
NRLW.
Yeah, get the girls out there. I'm excited for the NRLW to start.
Did you say get the girls out there?
Get the girls out there.
That's a little bit sexist.
Yeah, that is,
I'll get the women.
Well, come on,
what
mate.
Do you mean? What is...
Stop. Yeah, it's a little bit Stop, sexist. You're ruining... Magic, magic, magic,
Rugby League.
It's Magic Round, by the way, and we're looking forward to a kicks-off tomorrow. Geez, you reckon Caxton Street's building tonight?
Oh, I reckon it is. I got some messages from some people today that have already arrived.
Yes.
They're in Brisbane.
I heard some of the pubs were starting to fill at about 3:30, 4 o'clock this afternoon.
How good's that?
Oh.
Brilliant.
Remember, drink responsibly.
You know, for listeners who haven't been to Caxton Street, you go to the eastern end of Caxton Street and it starts slowly on a decline, doesn't it? Go all the way down to Caxton Hotel.
Yep.
If you start at the pub at the top, I think that's
the Dolphins' new official pub.
It used to be the LA Hotel.
Yeah, one in the corner.
It used to be the LA. It's something else now. But I think I counted there's 9 drinking holes.
There's lefties. Is it lefties?
Lefties. There's lefties' old bar.
Gambaro's.
Gambaro's, the Caxton. A couple little ones in between.
Have you told Rat about the time we did an outside broadcast before Origin last year? And they said, we'll put you in Gambaro's. We ended up being in the alcove. In Gambaro, Sats and I, it was middle of the day, and people were coming in and checking in to the hotel.
They thought we were checking at the hotel.
they thought we were the guys checking them in. And we
took their credit card details.
Mate, if you had one of those little hats on with the little strap under your chin, you would look, that'd be amazing. You would look amazing.
We'd be talking on air into a microphone, people going, I'm here to check in. And anyone, he was an embarrassment. Anyone who had a Blues jumper, he would abuse them, Rat.
Good. Mm. You know, Caxton Street and a Blues jumper, you don't deserve anything but abuse.
Benny Elias, I love watching Benny. He goes from the top of Caxton and he sidesteps down the middle of the street because it's closed, obviously, in that night. He has food, he has everything thrown at him and he loves it.
Oh, mate, get amongst it.
I think Fletch and Hindy, they're hosting. Yeah, actually, Fletch and Hindy are hosting in the Caxton car park.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
They're locked down for 2 days or something. But anyway, just go back. I read some reviews after that and they said, oh, great bed. Terrific breakfast, but the bloke on check-in abused the crap out of me, so you caused some damage. Text 0457 736 736. One of the things we're talking about tonight, Wayne Bennett coaching his 900th game this year in first grade rugby league. And I put it out to the you two gents just to see how it'd sit. I think he deserves to be an immortal, and I reckon he's achieved a lot of things that those blokes – on the Immortals list now, I think he's achieved more than that.
So if you open up to Wayne Bennett, then you've got to open up to other coaches.
Yeah, but no one's denying that, but it's like the criteria, it's players.
But we should open to the coaches because I would argue he's probably done more.
Or should we have a separate category for coaches?
Has he done more for rugby league than, say, Artie, Joey?
Oh, it's arguable that he's done more because Arthur is the influence he's had on the Indigenous community and... As I said, first
but what about
captain
Wayne?
Of a national team.
What about Wayne's? What about Wayne's influence on
Wayne's
Indigenous?
World, great
no, no,
movie.
No. What about Wayne's influence on Indigenous players and player development?
No one's questioning.
I'm not saying you're allowed to ask questions.
Are you trying to start a fight? That's what you're trying to do.
No one's questioning what you're saying, mate.
You know what the problem is with
no
your
one's
generation.
No better than anyone else.
Why is it always going to be an argument? It's a discussion.
Immortals all sit at the same table. No one sits ahead of the table.
I agree. But it's.
Well, let's go home then.
The category is. It's like Immortals are players, so make a section for coaches. Maybe Wayne can be the first one. I don't know. Yeah, but our text before from Bondi Jack in relation to what Jack Gibson did for the game and what he'd achieved in the game in such a short period and the way he revolutionised the way that players approach the game and after bringing back so many things that he'd learned from visiting over in the US the NFL teams in the 70s. Yeah, different people have had a different I guess the difference between coaching and playing is the players reach the fans and the coaches reach the players.
Mm.
So the impact that the players have on fans is very different to the impact that the coaches have on fans.
Exactly. And I suppose to add to his resume, he represented Australia.
He was a handy winger.
As a Queenslander.
Mm.
Mm.
All right, enough Queensland talk.
Magic, magic, magic.
Rugby league.
Let's talk about Magic Round. Thanks to Re Manufacturing in Australia for over 80 years. It's going to throw some stuff at you, boys. Give me short answers. Don't carry on. Ream, I've done that. Will there be any upsets this weekend? Yes or no?
Yeah, there will be.
Who are they?
I've just put a multi on, and there's no upsets in my multi. But if the one that I didn't pick as part of my multi this weekend, of course, you win some, you lose more. Titans versus Eels.
That's my upset, Titans.
Okay. I'm with you, mate.
I couldn't pick it. I can't pick it. The Eels are overwhelming favourites, but I couldn't pick that one.
I mean, other than that, I'm just excited. It's a nothing game, but the game I'm most excited about watching, Dragons versus Tigers.
Oh, also.
I'm just...
Hey. Can we watch it together?
Well, not the.
Are we best friends?
Did we just become best friends?
Guys, we will be. We're working all weekend at Suncorp, so fair chance.
I'm just intrigued by the selection, the selections at St George, the player movement. The Fangai brothers out on the field together.
I think Ben Hunt at hooker, if that's the case, I think it's actually a really good move.
Jaden Sullivan coming into, he'll play halfback. Then you've got the Tigers on the back of, their win last week. I think Jareem Buller's going to have another blinder. I think he'll have a cracker this weekend. It's going to be dry conditions. It's going to be perfect for him. I'm excited about that game.
Mm.
Which players will bring their magic this weekend to Magic Round? No, just give me a couple, two or three each.
Well, I think it's the usual suspects, isn't it? Your Latrells, your Munsters, your Clearys, whatever it may be. But, again, Payne Haas missing last week. I watch the Broncos specifically to watch Payne Haas, and I'll be like that this week as well.
Yeah. Will Kennedy for me. He hasn't been a standout this year. He's been solid.
What are the odds? And you're picking a Sharks player. Yeah,
and he's I've got three, actually.
Jareem
Buller.
Blake Braley.
I've got Latrell Mitchell. He's a big game player. He loves the big stages. And I've got Will Kennedy. But he said Latrell. And you said, give me one or two players. So there you go. And I'd already spoken about you.
Other than the Sharks.
Do I have to defend myself to you every time?
You are really angry today.
Every time
you must have
I speak,
a bad day,
you
are, of course.
I feel like I did. I didn't hear
what'd you shoot?
Today. I don't know.
There you go. There's the answer.
The other thing too, he's working overtime. Third day this week.
Hey, intense. Do you know one thing I'm looking forward to with Magic Round?
What?
So I don't know whether it's been published yet or not, but... first game at 6 o'clock. We're calling that.
Yep.
Canberra. Yeah, Bulldogs Canberra. At 5 o'clock, all mascots are going to be at the front of the Caxton Hotel
for a brawl.
Massive
Royal Rumble.
Last one Royal standing Rumble. Gets an extra point for their side on the competition ladder.
Mate, that's
something I can get behind.
Yeah.
I can get
which
behind
mascot
that.
Would win a Royal Rumble?
I reckon MC Hammerhead is just too.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
No, just because of his outfit.
No, he's got skinny legs.
No, his outfit.
Skinny legs.
He's very top heavy.
You know what? I reckon Reggie the Rabbit.
Doesn't have any reach.
His head knocked straight off.
No reach.
No, listen. The mascot's eye, they've only got very short amount of eye where they can look their height. So they can't see Reggie the Rabbit. He's taking kneecaps out.
He's taking them out.
Groin.
Oh, he's
going
low.
Shots.
Yeah.
He's going low.
Yeah.
But Steve just said, sorry, parabashing again.
Yeah,
surprise.
Razor sent us a text. 22 degrees up here tonight in Caxton Street, guys. How's things going down there? And the heaters on in the studio. Well, we're only, 60 k's down the road on the Gold Coast, and it's hot in the studio.
It always is
hot. So, mate... Yeah, can't wait to and mate, you know what I'm looking for, if you don't mind, boys, leaving Suncorp tomorrow night after we finish, and grabbing a kebab to walk down the other side of the hill back to our hotel.
I love kebabs.
There's actually to anyone who hasn't been to Magic Round and are traveling to Magic Round, haven't been to Suncorp for a while. There's a watering hole. It's been there for a couple of years now. The Newstead Brewing Company, straight across the road from Suncorp on Castlemaine Street. It's a really good venue as well.
Yeah, that's the one next to Fogg's. Is that right? Yeah. Right. Keep your text coming through, 0457 736 736. I'll just get your tips on a few games here. Dogs, Raiders, Friday night, the first game. I'm calling that on SEN League.
I'm going Dogs.
Yeah.
I'm going Dogs too, yeah.
Jacob Kras has been ruled out.
Yep.
Yes.
Does that change?
No. Okay. I think the Dogs get up.
Can Manly get it together to knock off a rebounding Broncos?
No Jake Trbojevic.
No chance. Mm. No, Broncos. I mean, yeah, no Broncos. Playing under the sword.
Yeah.
No Kevy, though.
I think they'll survive.
He'll be in the, what is it? The bubble boy.
Yeah.
Bubble boy.
Yeah. Hey, Ma, the Moops.
Oh, City. City in for the first try in the Women's City Country match.
Warriors versus Panthers. Looking forward to this game, Saturday, Arvo.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great game.
Panthers.
You're going against the Warriors.
Fast track. Yeah.
Okay.
Panthers love a fast
track. Yeah, I've tipped the Panthers.
Sharks, Dolphins?
Sharks.
Sharkies.
Of course. Why don't we ask, Matt? Storm Bunnies. The Bunnies, as we heard from Russell Crowe earlier, the Bunnies have the worst record against the Storm.
I've taken the Storm. I've taken the Bunnies, I should say. They are the
surprise, favorites. Surprise. I've taken the Bunnies.
His father only passed away a month ago. Mate. 32 wins from 38 games. The Storm have won against the Bunnies.
That is phenomenal, that record, isn't it? Tigers. No, I think the Bunnies are, I reckon they're about to hit full force.
The Bunnies are?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Jeez, I hope you're right. Quickly, Sunday's games, Tigers, Dragons. You're both looking forward to that. Are you both tipping the Tigers?
I'm going Dragons.
I'm going Tigers.
Didn't you say earlier?
Yeah, I did, but I just think the way that Anthony Griffin's trying to rocket into them.
You know what he's like, mate. Changes his mind every 2 minutes, this bloke.
Yep. Would it be an upset if the Cowboys beat the Roosters?
I think it would be the way the Cows are playing.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I don't think the Cowboys get within 16 points of them.
Roosters.
And the Eels, Titans, Rats picking the Sharks. Who are you picking?
I'm going to go Eels, but I'm not really confident.
You're on the Shitans.
I can't say that.
I'm okay. Wow. I'm okay if the Titans disappoint my tip that. There because I can't pick it.
I'm sorry, mate. He just swore in German.
I said Tarks.
Hot water needs replacing. Go steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a Rema. Don't forget, SEN will be broadcasting live across all 3 days of
Magic
Rounds. More than 20 hours of coverage with special editions of The Run Home on Friday. That's with you and me, Sats. Well, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's enthusiastic.
I know. Chris was saying, sorry, I thought the Greyhound tickets were for Dapto. I can't make Newey.
Okay, great. Crunch time and Let It Ride on Saturday, and including calling the Raiders and the Bulldogs plus Titans versus Parramatta. We've got to get to a break. This is Sports Day. Back with more in a moment.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Scotty Sattler, Matt Rogers in for a Thursday night special two-hour edition of Sports Day.
City Country, NRLW, and it's 27 minutes remaining, and City 8-0 in favour of over the top of Country.
It's the first half, and geez, there's some hits.
Oh, massive. Massive hits as well. Great quality.
Manny, I was going to say, techs are going off. Steve, Parra will without a doubt smack the Titans. The fact they scored big points last week is a turning point
for the season. I'm not even going to look at that. I can tell you who it's from.
It's Steve from Dubbo. But who did they play last week?
But you do take a lot of confidence out of that. Defensively, though, they were pretty good too. So
yeah.
Who'd they put a lot of points on last week?
No, I can't remember. Didn't pay much attention.
Sats.
Who was it?
You know what concerns me about Parra?
Yep.
Is that I love watching them when they're on, but what concerns me about them is when they have big wins.
Oh, they switch off, eh?
Yeah, they played the Knights 43-12 last week. But, I feel as though sometimes they get too comfortable.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
A lot of love for Artie Beaton, which you'd expect, and well-deserved. Yeah, boys, I did Ag College at Gatton in the late 80s, and the big Artie Beaton was doing a talent scout. There must have been over 100 lads. I wish I knew who I was rubbing shoulders with back then.
Well, yeah, you're right, 302. It's the Gatton Rugby League camps. Did you ever... No, you would have still been in New South Wales, I think. Right? The Gatton Rugby League camps. There was Armidale in New South Wales and Gatton in Queensland, where as a junior player you went and they had all these rugby league stars from the New South Wales Rugby League that used to attend. Arthur used to go to every training camp and would give his time every year. We've got one here also saying I once shook his hand. Yeah, same one, 302. Once shook his hand and I have permanent damage. Yeah, he had these massive big T-bone steak hands.
Yeah, did they? Big dinner plates.
Yeah, huge.
Mikko from Toowoomba says, Rat, you've been a great addition to the team.
Questionable.
Parramatta Mad, I'd pay Sean Johnson $700 at least. He runs straight.
Thanks, Uncle Mick.
Is that your Uncle Mick from Toowoomba? Do you actually have an uncle in Toowoomba?
And he can kick goals too. You got to remember that as well. You know, it's very important with your key playmaker, if you're going to pay them a lot of money, that the added addition is if they can turn four into six most times often than not. Means a lot to your side.
Absolutely.
Can I put a question to both of you from Sporty Gav, listening through 2HD in Newcastle. We love Sporty Gav. Sats, Rat, Woogie, I've always been impressed with Campbell Graham, especially in his debut season into first grade. He's tall, fast, and has a good fend. Where is he at with State of Origin? With Jack Whiten retiring, does he get a start in the centres and Tommy Turbo being questionable?
Oh, he's so close, but they are not moving James Tedesco. They're not moving Latrell Mitchell, and they're not moving fit Tom Trbojevic.
But he's not fit, mate.
It'll be interesting this week.
He's got a month.
He's been named this week.
If he's not fit, he's in the team.
Right.
But there's no question.
Yeah.
Is he a possibility, Sats, of getting a bench spot?
No.
Who, Campbell Graham? No.
Yeah, no.
No. I think that he could play himself onto the wing. As a Queenslander... Because he came into first grade as a 17-year-old. Remember when he played his first grade debut, and the next day he was sitting for an exam at school. He was 17, playing on the wing. So he's played on the wing for a number of years before he mastered the centre position. I think he's one of the best defensive centres in the comp. I think he could find himself onto the wing. The only reason is, one, he's good defensively. Two, he just loves the contact. So when he brings the ball back, he embraces that. As a Queenslander, I hope they pick him over Joseph Suaalii. Joseph Suaalii scares me.
Yeah, he's got some freakish talent.
Right, yeah. And quick one before we go to the break, because your last laugh's coming up next as we're going to replay our chat with Russell Crowe to finish the show tonight. Yeah. Titsy's Mobs are special this weekend. The Eels don't offer much, especially in Magic Round. That's from Rooster Mongrel.
That's not from me, Steve. That's not from me.
By the way, Holbrook he is referring to.
I like the Titans this week. I think they'll go well.
Rightio.
I think David Fifita will run amok.
He's having a good year, isn't he?
Really good year.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing Jaden Campbell at fullback.
That's right, because you think he's better than AJ Brimson.
No, I don't. I just like to see him play a full 80 minutes. And he gets the chance for the next 4 weeks with AJ Brimson. I mean, AJ Brimson's going to be busy. Don't get me wrong. He's going to be mowing his back lawn in the middle of winter without a shirt on. That's what he likes to do.
Never wears cloth,
and puts it on Instagram.
He?
No.
Never wears cloth.
Cloth gets in the way, he says.
Yeah.
Holds me back. Sports Day, break time. Thanks to Kia.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to the show. Matty Rogers, Scotty Sattler here tonight. In fact, you know what? We normally finish the show every night with the last laugh, but we're going to finish it tonight with Russell Crowe. For our listeners through SEN Sydney and SENQ in Brisbane who missed the chat earlier with the great Rusty, he'll be joining us. So can I fire off the button now for the last laugh? Are you ready, Scott Sattler?
Do it now.
Do you want to do it now?
Quick text.
Yeah, righto.
Sats, Rat and Woogie. Keeping with the theme of Magic Round, I'm tipping the Storm will pull a rabbit out of the hat with Munster Magic and Harry Houdini Masterclass. Last time they met, Storm got the Bunnies without Jerome Hughes and Nelson. And Nelson, Storm by four.
What about Daniel a shark Prairie playing a dolphin?
Well, the dolphin,
this weekend.
Mate, Flipper always beat the Sharks.
What do you say? I don't trust dolphins.
What do you say the headline will be after the game?
jaws-dropping effort from the Sharks.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah, good.
I don't trust Dolphins.
No, well,
I think they're up to something.
Yeah, yeah, they're clever.
They're sneaky. I think the Sharks got to keep an eye on them.
Well, they're going to be hard. I mean, if you go in, you know, not equipped to play a tough physical game of footy, the Dolphins will get you.
I wasn't talking about the footy teams. I was talking about the ocean.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you people trusting these Dolphins and saying they're cute? Nah, look out. Mm. They'll turn one day. I'm sick of being nice. Only the bad boys get the girls.
On Sports Day, it's time for the last laugh with Scott Settler.
I can't believe I just wandered in. He's coming right in. He's going to do a set after me.
Monday night joke.
Actually, I won't.
That's funny.
I won't tell you a joke. I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
When you die, what's the last part of your body that dies? A quiz.
Your brain?
No. It's your first.
I don't know. It doesn't matter because there's going to be
many people would say teeth because they identify as their teeth. It's your eyes because they dilate.
How dare you?
Well, this is great banter. It really is.
I hate the way you look at me, Rat, when I tell a joke.
I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
You look at me you've got total disgust in me.
I laughed on Monday night. You should just tell that one again.
Hey, and we brought the last laugh to Broadway. We gave it prime time coverage.
We did.
Everyone's just left Caxton Street.
I'm flat after that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even looking forward to Magic Round now.
It's either that or Grasshopper walks into a bar and says, we've got a drink named after you. He says, what, Stephen?
Oh, that's never been told before either. Rightio, boys. One last text before we go. Very impressed with Rat's insight into the game and love listening to him talk. That's Ken from Mermaid Waters.
Well, he's not yelling.
Uncle Ken's.
Don't you live in Mermaid Waters?
Uncle Ken's texting him too. Thanks, Ken.
Right, appreciate keep your text messages coming through. 0457-736-736. Actually, we've got to go. We've got Russell Crowe coming up in just a moment. Sats and the Rat will be back Monday with Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.
Well, he's done it. We didn't think he could do it, but he's landed the big one. Matt Rogers in his new role here at Sports Day.
You give me a hard time.
He said to us on WhatsApp, Sats,
that... We put some pressure on him.
He goes, I'm going to get Russell Crowe on the show. We're going, oh, BS. It's not going to happen. But we've got the great man himself, the Academy Award winner, the rock star himself, and, of course, one of the owners of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, Russell. Thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
I'm actually calling to talk to Scotty.
Well, I definitely use Scotty Sattler's name to...
I didn't want to break that news to you.
Nice.
Well, Russ, we're going to talk about a number of things in the short amount of time that we can get you. And thank you very much for coming on the show. It's really appreciated. And we're going to talk about the bunnies and all those sorts of things as well, but... What you're probably most excited about at the moment outside of the bunnies is getting back to regional locations and doing an upcoming tour, like a pub scene. This must be exciting for you.
Yeah, it's in the DNA, mate. It's in the blood. You know, that's where I come out of. I started my live performance career in pubs and clubs and then from working with bands, I went into stage musicals, and very oddly, it just happened to be there was a film director in the theatre one night when I was doing a musical called Blood Brothers, and he asked me to do a film audition. So, I worked as an actor from the time I was six, doing little bits of TV, but mainly theatre, maybe mainly live stuff, and then into rock and roll and everything. I didn't get my first audition for a feature film until I was 25 years old.
Wow.
Music is just part of what I do, and I haven't toured in Australia or done any shows in Australia apart from a couple of warm-ups last January since 2014. Wow. So it's been a long time between drinks, but in between time I've done shows in New York and LA and London, Leeds, Dublin, Stockholm, Reykjavik, all around the world, but it's time to do some at home again.
Some great drinking locations.
Well, it's very different to Coffs Harbour, New York, I guess, but still it's great to get back to those regional locations. You must have you've lived such a large life, Russell, in the spotlight. Like, to get back to those regional locations must be refreshing.
Yeah, well, it's very simple, man. You know, you go out on a stage, the lights come up, and it's my job to blow the cobwebs out and give people a good time, you know?
Absolutely.
And there's a sort of a visceral thing about playing a live show. You know, a lot of actors, when they, you know, go through a cycle or whatever, they like to go back to the theatre and do a season of theatre. But my theatre is rock and roll. And when it's so immediate and you have that direct connection with the audience. And, you know, it's, I mean, it's going to be a lot of work. It's definitely going to be a lot of work. Yeah. But it's going to be fun too, you know.
Different buzz?
Nothing beats a live show.
Is there a different buzz when you're on stage with your music compared to your movies?
Yeah, well, of course, because, you know, when you're making a film, most of it you're doing completely in the shadows. You know, I mean, it's just you and the film crew. And even when the movie comes out, you don't necessarily get to share that film with an audience. So it's a very different type of performance in that respect, you know, and that's where the rock and roll energy, that live performance energy, that's where it, why it's so important.
Rusty, I wanted to ask you, when you're acting, I play with a lot of different players, and some players, the minute they rock up to the ground, they are game on. Like game face on, like Marty Lang. He'd rock up 3 hours before the game, be strapped ready to go an hour and a half before the game, and you couldn't talk to him. Whereas on the other hand, you had a guy like Les Davidson. Now, old South legend, one of the toughest men to ever play, the most gentlest, kindest human being, but the minute he stepped on a football field, he was terrifying, like even for his own teammates. When you're acting, do you have to go into a role and be in that character before you get in front of the camera, or is it something that you've learned over time you can switch on as soon as they say action?
Yeah, look, when you're a younger fella and you're sort of like reaching for what the job is and sort of, you know, I mean, I still don't really know why people hire me necessarily. You know, I do my best.
Got a fair idea.
But I don't really like what I do, you know. And so that's all good, you know. But yeah, look, there's different types of actors too, all the same kind of thing that you're talking about, you know, people that like to keep it light and what have you, and other people that need to sort of, you know, wind themselves up. But, you know, for me, I work between action and cut, and I need to be able to, you know, have a objective viewpoint of everything that I'm doing. Otherwise I can't improve it, you know, and I need to be able to have a clear relationship with the cameraman, with the director, you know, with other people on the set. So, you know, I don't go into some kind of funky place where you're disconnected from what you're doing. I understand the job's called acting, and it, you know, it works between action and cut. That's it, you know. So that doesn't mean you don't do your preparation. That doesn't mean you don't fill yourself with the knowledge of what you're doing. Yes, you do. There's physical skills to learn. Then you go and claim those, you know. But to be the best contributor on the day, you need to be in communication, because that's really what the job is all about. There's two rules in film: detail and collaboration, and they're very, very important. So you have to be aware of other people if you're going to be a collaborator, you know?
Yeah, it's great. Now, 2023, it's the Chinese year of the rabbit. The rabbits have been in the news big time. I'm surrounded by South Sydney tragics at the moment in studio and obviously talking to one on the phone here. Now, you must be liking what you're seeing at present with the bunnies. Geez, they're looking pretty, they're looking strong.
Look, they're coming along very, very well. You know, they're working together really well and working for each other really well. But, you know, we're at the beginning of the season, and you got to be consistent over a long period of time in the NRL, you know. So we've had a torrid first 9 rounds. We've played some really big teams, and we don't get much of a relief with the schedule that we have this year. This week we have Melbourne.
Yep.
I think we currently have the worst record in the history of the NRL, one team versus another, South versus Melbourne. Something like 38 games or something, 32 losses and 6 wins. So we always treat Melbourne with utmost seriousness.
Yeah,
so
of course.
We'll see how we go this week. Mm.
Of course, the passing of John Sattler about a month or so ago. Rusty, you must have been pretty proud of how the Rabbitohs handled the passing of John Sattler and that jersey. I believe you had a hand in designing that as well, the memorial jersey?
So firstly, Johnny, my condolences, obviously, you know, Scotty, reaching out to your family, you know, the way the club did and the way your family connected to the club, I hope that you were you know, pleased and maybe even a little surprised at the depth of love that was held for your dad, because he was a great fellow, man. You know, I told this story a couple of times in that period, you know, and I'm sure you'd know this experience. I would call your dad, and the first thing you would do is, "Russell, let me sing you a song." And he'd burst into song, and we'd have a good chat. And I really enjoyed the times speaking with him. The honouring of him by wearing that jersey, I can proudly tell you, I did not have a hand in that design.
There you go.
But it is absolutely something that I would have done. But here's what's cool about South Sydney now. We know who we are. Our administration knows who we are. The moment we heard that sad news, the idea of playing in that jersey, because we've used that symbol before with our merchandise, you know, that indicates John Sattler. We've used the line, "I play to win." Everybody knows that a number of times in the past before, which is a line your dad said, Scott, you know. So what's very pleasing about that situation is the entire club geared up to honor a great man. And I didn't have to tell them anything. They know our history.
Yeah.
Our club knows what, you know, makes us South Sydney, what makes us proud. And that turnaround was done within 6 or 7 days.
Yeah.
And they got that jersey on the players, and the players were so proud to wear it.
That's great. And you played a huge role in that since taking over, ensuring they know the history, all the players. And thank you for that also, Russ. And to see in the dressing sheds that Manly game was great as well. And I've got to say, the whole experience with South Sydney made it very therapeutic for the family.
Yeah,
it was outstanding. We got to the other side really quickly. So I really want to thank you and the club
Great
for that
job.
Also. Yeah.
Yeah. And as a South supporter, proud as. Absolutely proud as, Russell. Hey, on that, I ran into George Burgess at your old man's wake, Sats. Yep. And I said, "Oh, how's life going? Blah, 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 blah. Girls, my daughter's got a photo with him, Russell." And I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Oh, I'm acting." He goes, "Oh, God. Russell Crowe's smashing me." you're his mentor, is that right? Where's
acting?
He? Where's
is he going into acting? Big George.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, wow, cool.
And he's hoping to get a bit of a role in a Russell Crowe movie later this year. Are you smashing him, Russell? What's going on?
Well, it's very easy, you know, and you will have experienced this before, right, as players, right? You know, you're standing there, you're having a chat, you've got your storied careers, you know how many scars you bear and the miles you've had to go. And some bloke next to you in the pub goes, "Yeah, I was a footy player when I was 12.
You know? Yep.
And they start telling you about their glory days. You know, and when you look in the mirror and your head's like this carved up melon from so many tackles, you know, and you're looking at that bloke going, "Our experiences are slightly different, son." You know, and my attitude with George is the same thing. If you're really serious about this, then you have to understand that this is a profession that requires focus and concentration, a lot of knowledge, a lot of learning, and you have to change your mindset. You know, you guys get the benefit, you know, if there's a one-on-one challenge team to team or whatever, you get the actual benefit of being able to go on a field and prove your point, you know. Acting is judged in a completely different way.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's not one person versus the other. What? There's no actual competition. It's purely in the imagination of the viewer, you know? So it's very different. And it's not, yes, you've got to be competitive, but, you know, if you bring a hard edge to that competitiveness, you're just in the wrong building, you know?
Mm.
Because, as I said before, you've got to stay open. You've got to be collaborative. You know, you've got to understand that when you're on a film set, you know, you might be the number one on the call sheet. Therefore, you know, you have some responsibility to all the actors because you're their boss, so to speak, in that department. You know, but you are there working for a director. And he, in turn, is working for a producer. So everybody has, you know, there's a hierarchy in everything. But you're there to serve the director. Doesn't matter what you think at the end of the day. If the director wants you to do something else, that's what you're doing, you know. And it's a different mindset. You have to, you know, so I've been talking to George about, you know, opening up his imagination, about reading books, you know, because an old cliche that, you know, writers travel, but actors read. You know, the imagination is the most important tool that you have. So if you're reading, then you're constantly stimulating that and being able to, like, imagine other worlds. So I've talked to him about, you know, attending theater and regularly doing voice classes. George has got a naturally beautiful singing voice, but there's, you know, there's a big difference between singing a verse or a chorus and actually sustaining pitch through an entire song, or not even one song, 20 songs to do a show. You know, so look, he's got an idea that he wants to do something. He's got a lot of energy for it, motivation for it, and you know, he thinks he loves it. But there's, you know, there'll be a process to go through for it to actually be serious. You know, we could dick around and get him, you know, just sort of silly jobs that play off the fact that he was an export player, but that's a short-term thought process. So if he's serious about it, then he's going to have to put the work in.
Yeah, like anything, I guess. Russ, your world is so large, and it's full of critics, obviously. The movie world, you know, you do a movie, the critics come out. Rugby league has got to a point now where there is so much access by fans and so on. And you've got one of the superstars of our game, Latrell Mitchell. I'll tell you now, the three of us in here are all Latrell Mitchell fans. We're big fans of him. We love the way he carries himself. Have you had a chance to sit down with him and just help him through the polarisation of fans and what they can do and how we can handle that? Because he's a young man still, and he's right out there. And, you know, sometimes I feel like he's really unfairly judged.
Look, it's an ongoing process, man. You know, when you hit with that sort of tidal wave that comes with fame, you know, and every man and his dog's got an opinion, it's something that you have to learn to carry, you know. And, you know, there's an old Oscar Wilde saying, which is, you know, that you want to see and treat your critics in the same way that you will treat people that praise you, you know. You need to sort of put that stuff out of your mind, because you're the person who knows the truth about your level of effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need to just work the way that you want to work and present yourself, as you say, the way that you want to present yourself. You know, there's a lot of things that will come up in his life just because of who he is and, as you say, how he carries himself, you know, that you know, are going to be difficult for him to deal with. But he's maturing, you know, month by month, week by week. It's amazing to watch him, you know, flower as a man.
Yeah.
And his engagement with the community and the positivity that he brings when he walks through a door. He really is a magical fella, Latrell.
Yeah.
And, you know, his, you know, experiences have exposed an underbelly in rugby league that we have to eradicate.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, the strength of our game is in its diversity. It's one of the things that I said when I first went to South Sydney. It's like, I want bloodlines from everywhere, man. You know, I want Pacific Island guys, I want PNG guys, I want Aboriginal fellas, I want Englishmen, you know, I want, you know, Aussies from, you know, New South Wales and Queensland. You know, it's that combination of bloodlines that gives you the greatest teams at the moment, you know. And, you know, when you have such a cultural contribution to the game from Samoa, from Tonga, from all over the place, you know, that you've got to respect that, man. Mm-hmm. You know, you absolutely have to respect that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you remember back in the day, South was the first team. We put out a video about how to correctly pronounce our players' names.
Yeah.
Because we were so frustrated by the fact that they, you know, commentators or whatever would be so disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And the play, it went through, you know, various players, like, you know, they used to call him Roy Azatazi, for example. You know, it's Aswatasi, you know.
Mm.
So we had all the different players pronounce their names. We got down to former Kiwi player who said Smith, Jeremy Smith.
Very good.
Yeah,
we nailed it. Yeah. And look, I tell you, we witnessed Latrell a few weeks ago at Suncorp after the Dolphins game.
Yeah.
He did all his interviews, and he was the last person to leave the ground. There was a small pocket of fans.
Oh, he understands community.
He just walked over, hugged them, signed autographs. And the stuff he does that's not on the TV screens is massive, and it's really good
absolutely.
To see. Russell, we've got to push your gigs here and let you go. May 9 and 10, Northern Byron Bay. How good is that for a pub,
great
by
pub
the way?
Northern,
the Hoey Moey Coffs Harbour.
I've spent plenty of time in the Hoey Moey down there.
It's iconic.
May 12 and 13, May 16 and 17 at the Glasshouse in Port Macquarie. Oh, fantastic.
All our listeners through that northern New South Wales area, get to these shows.
Yeah,
they'll be outstanding.
Grab some tickets.
And if he's as hot as he is, he was with Amy Shark on the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible performance. How'd you get up on stage with Amy Shark, Russell?
I reckon he just walked up there.
She asked me to, man.
Oh,
you know?
Like,
I mean, I've been quite a few years, and there's been occasional situations where, you know, she wanted an intro or whatever. Like, I set it up for her to meet Ed Sheeran, and they ended up writing a song together, you know, and she knows that I love that song. And she just reached out through her hubby, who's also her manager, Shane.
Yeah.
You know, and she sent me this list of grooving the Moo shows and said, can you come to any of these? And can we do a duet, you know? Uh-huh. So at the end, you know, I think she sent me like 8 or 10, but I could only do 2. I did Canberra and then I did Sunshine Coast, you know?
Oh,
but
awesome.
Yeah, what a buzz, man. You know,
oh, yeah.
Fly cool. in, walk out, sing a song for 20,000 people, you know, and then go home.
Oh, how good is that?
Very cool.
Rightio, Russell Crowe's Indoor Garden Party. You can get tickets at indoorgardenparty.com. That's indoorgardenparty.com. Russell, we appreciate your precious time this morning. We didn't even get to talk about your love of cricket and cricket memorabilia. Oh,
you've got
to
go feed the cows now.
Oh, yeah, and the chickens. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Thanks, Russell. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, it's a big day ahead of me. Thank you very much, boys. Have a great day.
Cheers.